Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, it's time for the spillover. Rico and Jay Foreman are in. Sip had to go run and interview Trev Albert, so he's out.
You just telling all that man's business like
that? He already said it on the air. He already said it on the air.
I just try to be protective of my little cookie monster. I hope Sip was listening right now.
He's appreciative of that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
He's a big kid.
Hightailing it down there.
Is he making fun of my outfit or what?
Yes.
No, man, it fits you, though, Jake. It does.
I walk in and you look up all slow and you're like, you look up like you're just like, hey.
You can't tell Jake that he wasn't looking 10 out of 10 when he left the house this morning.
I knew what I was doing.
Yeah. He put it all on and he looked in the mirror and he goes, yep.
Yeah. That's the one.
He had it laid out on his bed or wherever.
It was that first day of school outfit.
Every night I lay my stuff out for the next day because I got to wake up early.
That makes sense. First day of school outfit. He's like, all right, I got to wear this and this matches
July
this.
1st, right? He's halfway through the year.
I always go the last day before the 4th of July that we have on-air stuff. And that's today. 4th of July is Monday. We're back Tuesday. So today, Jay, is the day that I deck out my patriotic gear.
I got you.
What's more classes?
And you know what? What's more patriotic than people switching conferences?
What is more? That's right. Hey, that expansion, man, that's a part of the American way. Right. Moving west.
Yeah.
Westward ho.
What's more patriotic than California joining the Big Ten?
I don't know. Nothing, really.
It's just going to pave the way. Now the pressure and all eyes go on to Notre Dame, football-wise.
And what do you
Notre think Dame canceled their whole whatever with the ACC, so they're not working with the ACC anymore.
And they're not bold enough. Notre Dame doesn't fit SEC. I mean, so it seems like eventually they would jump to the Big Ten in some form or fashion. It would do them good. It would do tremendous for things for everybody in the Big Ten. But it would actually then put more pressure on the SEC to have better teams and not be, in my opinion, I think they're extremely top heavy. So it's like Alabama, Georgia, and then, Florida, if they're around, it's just kind of Alabama or bust.
They need Vanderbilt to leave the conference like yesterday.
They do, but it's not that
else.
they're going to maybe
sign and trade with the ACC.
Yes. Listen here, we're not in the best position now. Stop throwing names out there. Okay, so we need to just kind of just lay in the weeds and kind of come out there and do something. I think really it's going to put pressure on the SEC to try to maybe pluck like a Miami and Florida State, because you're not just going to get one team to join. When they expand, if they could get Miami and Florida State to kind
of
have like two super conferences or something like that. The rivalries every year between Florida, Miami. That would bring cachet, and then it would hopefully build up those programs to where they would be able to knock off and compete against Alabama. Because if the Big Ten gets Notre Dame, and then some other teams, they leapfrog.
If you're the SEC, do you go for Miami and Florida State, or do you try to get one of those two in a Clemson? Normally they're going in groups of two. So if the Big Ten's going after Notre Dame, they're going to be talking to somebody else. If you can have Notre Dame in the ear of Clemson,
right? But why would you? But then Notre Dame would be the Big Ten's third, so you need to match that, right? So you think Clemson and Notre Dame wash each other? USC, Miami, and Florida State and UCLA all are kind of even. The reason why I say you go get three because I look at Florida State and Miami, even though they're not like UCLA, USC, they're not Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, you know, or anything like that. They're still two state schools, pretty much, and mm-hmm. you want to have three. And they're not one of those teams isn't going to want to be left out. Here comes Clemson, who's kind of always been able to beat, you know, the SEC teams. That's a third. You don't want to make a move to be even with the Big Ten. You always want to try to make a move to be in front of the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. You want to be able to sell that, okay, Big Ten did this. Okay, we saw it. Now we just doubled down and did more. Now we brought in three prominent schools. One really prominent on the football field. Two really prominent with the history in college football that changed the way college football is played. Mm-hmm. Especially in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. So if that could happen. But, you know, Big Ten tried to make some moves. You knew it was coming because they kind of threw it out there last year that they were going to partner and then kind of just see how it goes. And, you know, when they didn't announce, I think, the first, like, TV contract.
It was supposed to be Memorial Day.
You kind of could figure something was going on. And so it was already It was already in the work. So you look at it's big money. I don't think it's going to affect college football in the sense of the product. I think is going to be college football ain't going to change. It's going to be exciting, and you're going to find they're going to find ways to make it more exciting. The games are going to be a more exciting. Yeah, the travel and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, I think that you know what schools are going to be able to bring in from a financial standpoint. Academic standpoint, especially for you know two California teams with the Big Ten and the cachet on a national level, I think is well worth it. It's a good move for the Big Ten,
no doubt about that.
It's you talk about expanding and trying to increase your bandwidth. I mean, the new Pac-12 commissioner that just came in the last couple years wanted to move their offices down to Vegas to kind of – he has an entertainment background. Mm-hmm. I think he came from – actually, he did come from Vegas and building up hotels there. So the way he's thinking is in a broader sense. You partner that with kind of like a little bit of the old school thinking of the Big Ten and the powers that be in the Big Ten.
Yep.
I think it's a perfect marriage. You get the two schools. Well, obviously, you'd like to get Oregon. I mean, because they bring a ton of
– Well, with the addition of SC and UCLA – You know, Nick kept mentioning it that you have the three of the top five biggest media market cities in the world with LA, Chicago, and New York. Even though I still don't claim that Rutgers is a New York team. They're in New Jersey. Nobody in New York cares about Rutgers. So
right, but
it still counts.
You bring Oregon with you know the way that they you know can play on the field and their popularity, their brand.
That Nike money is different.
And well, it's just a brand of Oregon. Like, you see people across the nation wearing Oregon stuff, and they ain't even sniffed the national title. They've gotten there, but every time they've gotten there, they got the heads beat in.
Hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's not realistic, but, I mean, they haven't won a national title. But they have, you know, branding power that is up there with anybody in the nation and is going to continue to get better. And they can recruit up there even without the Big Ten. I think it'd be, you know, even better for them. So the West Coast teams are looking like, hey, we can get some more primetime games. So when we have a really good team like Oregon, you know, or a good player, like remember Christian McCaffrey, you know, he's putting up stupid numbers, but none of the Heisman voters really saw him. Now he's going to be playing in primetime. Now our teams are going to be playing in primetime. So even if we have a really good team and we're not getting the respect because – all the people who are voting are asleep. Now they're playing. And say like a Oregon has a really good team or USC has a team and they have a big win over, you know, Michigan at Michigan on primetime TV or whenever it is, right? And it's an exciting game. They pop into that, you know, top six and then, they just got to finish out two or three games and they get into the college football playoffs. Now what this will do eventually is put the pressure back on the college football playoff committee to actually start making decisions because you remember like during the season they met and they just said after the meeting, well, we just wanted to let you know we met. So now you're going to have to start getting some stuff done.
Yeah.
Because once you're starting to kind of go towards power conferences, you have to expand it because there'll be too many teams with the same records the win losses, the power rankings. So now you got to start getting teams in the playoffs.
The schedules are going to be so similar, especially if you get rid of non-conference games.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be weird. You don't have a marquee non-conference game because all your games are going to be in conference.
No, I don't care about the non-conference games. I don't.
I'd like to see one, but what you're going to see is what this is going to do now. I mean, this is the first thing that came to mind. All the coaches and all the players, you got to be coaching and you got to be playing.
There's no more cupcakes.
Because
you're starting off as much as you might think
like all the Pac-12 is soft or whatever, they got good coaches. They got good players. They know their style. We saw it at Oregon against Ohio State, one of the first games of the year. You come out there half-stepping, you know, you could derail your whole season. Mm-hmm. And so, and they're going to be ready to go. They're going to try to adjust to the Big Ten. And the Big Ten, I wouldn't say have to adjust to them, but it's going to styles make fights, right? You've got a team that's going to, you know, you're not going to be able to play your game if against a team that, you know, plays a little bit different. You're going to have to find ways to get to your game, but you're going to have to deal the way they have to deal with, and vice versa for them. They're going to have to learn how to play, you know, I guess a more physical type of game downhill. They're going to have to, you know, change the way they recruit in some ways. But, you know, they're, you know, in a couple of years, it'll just, you know, things will kind of be more clear. But it's, yesterday was quietly a huge sports day.
It wasn't quiet at all.
I mean, quiet. You're not thinking. You're just going along.
Yeah. It was June 30th.
Yeah. It was June 30th.
It shouldn't be a big sports day, but it was.
I left at 11.
Yeah.
And we're texting each other at like 1. KD wants to get traded.
Yeah.
Kyrie opted back in. Bradley Beal, you know, by the end of the night, got 50.
Everybody got max contracts.
Yeah, 50-some million. Ja Morant got paid. Big Cat got paid, which is that's the first dude I would trade.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maxed him out to $230+ million for 4 or 5 years.
And some dude that I didn't even heard of got a 5-year, $87.5 million. Then Anthony Simmons got
$100 million.
$100 million.
I know who that guy is. Never heard of him before.
Right.
So he won the dunk contest after the bubble year.
It pays to dunk. There right. We go. It pays
apparently.
To dunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, it's
everybody's getting maxed out. They actually lowered the contract for Jalen Brunson, so I'm happy about it.
Yeah, the Knicks got Jalen, man.
Yep, 4 years, $104 million.
As a Heat fan, thank you. I don't want that guy.
He's only going to be like the 27th highest paid player and like the 14th highest paid point guard. So it's actually pretty good value.
Heat are keeping Oladipo, which I was surprised by.
That is surprising.
Not really, because I think he played really well down the stretch. Probably getting
he's
him.
Not the
probably,
same guy, man. He ain't the same guy.
Well, it's just because they haven't given him minutes.
But he doesn't
minutes.
Have to be.
So I guess the Tyler
Hero didn't play well.
Trade him to the Brooklyn for Durant. Then
you're gonna have to put a bigger package than that.
Yeah, just straight up Hero for Durant.
The most surprising max is probably what's probably going to happen later today, as Zion is in talks with the Pelicans for a $231 million max extension, 5 years. So he'll be in.
Home
New Orleans
doesn't play at all.
2027.
I heard NBA guys talking about this, and they were talking about obviously his injury history and versus potential and when he played. So all they're focusing on is when he's played.
He's been
an all-star player.
He's been great,
but it'd be hard for me to give you $230-some million, and you haven't even completed a season.
He still has a year left on his contract, so it would suck because then you might lose him to free agency. But at the same time, like, I want to see him on the court again because I don't know what you're going to get.
It screams Anthony Davis all over again.
Yeah, probably trade him.
You know what I mean?
In 3 years,
you give him a huge contract, and then he's like, you know what? We're never going to win.
Yeah,
and then he ends up. And then Anthony Davis is that. You know, the Lakers doing the same thing. Injured.
Well, you see, so it was a couple weeks ago. He said that he hadn't shot a basketball since like March or something.
Right.
And yesterday, when the whole AD for KD trades started flying around, posted a picture of him in the gym practicing.
Right. Yeah.
Now we want to practice. Now we want to make sure we don't get traded.
People don't understand.
He doesn't want to get traded.
No, he doesn't want to get traded. He wants to stay in LA.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, some people don't understand is the habits that you form or that you do. Can only be changed by you, and it's not gonna. Yeah, you're around LeBron, but LeBron has got what four kids? He's got three kids.
I think it's three. No, it's four.
He's got four.
Three
kids.
Boys, one girl.
Yeah, he's got four. Yeah, so he got four kids. He didn't have time to hold your hand in professional sports. Yeah, you're gonna be at practice. You're gonna work out, but AD he is who he is. Always injury prone. He just came out and told on himself that he don't work that hard. You know, so if you're not picking up on a basketball for months, there's somebody out here picking up a basketball mm-hmm. for those 2 months, and they want it more than you. So that's why you're not dependable. And obviously, you after winning that championship, you know, you heard the reports that he came in out of shape. So that
explains why he always gets hurt if he's not practicing in the offseason.
Right. So if you're not shooting a basketball, you're definitely not working out. So it's something that the Lakers need to keep an eye on and decide, you know, what they're going to do. They're kind of like handicapped, obviously, by what the three big contracts. But as far as like Zion, you know, it's buyer beware. I mean, yeah, he's a phenomenal talent, but it's like, I mean, I would just find it hard that he's played less than 50% of the games he's been able to play in the NBA. Less than 50.
Not very much. No. Very talented.
In this early in his career.
That's why I'm concerned about Kevin Durant right now, though. You want to trade the farm for him. The guy's been hurt the last 2 years, basically. I mean, he's played, but he's been hurt for parts of the 2 years, right?
Right. Well, 1 year with Achilles, yeah. So that doesn't really count.
He's been 33 years old. Would you be comfortable trading the farm for Kevin Durant, knowing that he's getting up, you know, he's aging, and
you can get a year.
He's got injury problems.
A year or two.
You could get
a year or two.
You could get 3 good years.
You want to trade the farm for a year?
I think
that's trading the farm for 2 championships if you have a good enough team.
I think you could. You're going to see Kevin Durant be Kevin Durant for the next 3 years, barring injury. He averaged 30 points this year.
Yeah, really. Yeah,
so, you know, coming off of Achilles and being where he was at and then having a little injury, plus you got to think Kyrie wasn't there, so he took on a brunt of the minutes and all the load. So if he goes to a team to where he has some other legitimate players, it takes down his load and then it brings up his efficiency. So you know you're going to get him for 3 years. And here's what Kevin Durant can do that, say, Kyrie can't. He's 7 feet tall. Okay?
Boom.
So he can actually...
Conversation ends right there.
Well, what he can do is he gives you flexibility. Whereas, yeah, he's a wing player right now, right? But he's big. He has enough game to him to where he can become a pick-and-pop four. He can be what Carmelo should have tried to be later in his career. Mm-hmm. And so instead of averaging 30, he can get... Kevin Durant averaged 20 points his last year in the league. And it'd be like, oh, I'm not good. He could get you 22 points and be the second guy. Now, will his ego and his business and everything allow it? That's up to him. But I think he has a lot more tread on the tires. And he's hearing the whispers. He's definitely going to come back.
If anybody hears the whispers, it's KD.
Yeah, he has rabbit ears. He has supersonic rabbit ears.
Just burn your accounts.
Oh, yeah. He hears everything.
And he responds to everything, too, which That's is true. Weird in itself. But I think that he will come back. It's crazy because you got to think Murray Atlanta gave up 3 first-round picks. Now, mind you, they're pretty much just throwing end of the draft. But what are you going to give up?
I don't know how they Danilo Gallinari and 3 first-round picks for DeJuan. How did they not give up John Collins for that? Like, I don't understand how San Antonio accepts that trade.
Because they're in rebuild mode. They're already buying out Gallinari or whatever his name is. They already bought him out. So they're just in. And then they got rid of Walker. He went to the Lakers. So they're just in full blow-up mode down there in San Antonio.
Yeah, well, they've been bad for a couple years now.
I don't know what Pop's going to do.
He should retire.
Pop's looking for his retirement for the replacement. He's going to be the GM.
He should be the GM.
Well, I'm sure he was going to hand it over to Becky if she didn't get the Aces job. Well, she should have got the Portland job first off, but I'm sure he was going to hand it over to Becky Hammond.
Yeah.
But now she's coaching Las Vegas Aces, and she's doing really well.
She's doing well. Good for her. All right, boys, that's it for me. Old School is next. No DP. It's Rico and Jay. 3 hours a day with you guys again?
I think Jay has to leave a little early.
All right. Yeah. Well, Rico's here till 11 then.
I've got Nick at 9. So.
Oh, well, look at that.
There we go.
Sweet.
Well, I've got it all planned out. Yeah, it's going to be great. We're talking USC, UCLA, and more conference realignment, who's going to go where and what might happen.
On behalf of me and Sip, happy 4th of July. We'll see y'all Tuesday. Old School's next. See ya.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.